Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Grow in grace. 2 Peter 3, 14-18. Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish and at peace. And count the patience of our Lord as salvation, just as our beloved brother Paul also wrote to you according to the wisdom given him, as he does in all his letters, when he speaks in them of these matters. There are some things in them that are hard to understand, which the ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do the other scriptures. You, therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, take care that you are not carried away with the error of lawless people and lose your own stability, but grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. Do you ever think of life like a long flight? I have yet to fly over an ocean, but I've taken flights to and from South America. But regardless of the destination, the pattern is always the same. Takeoff and climbing to cruising altitude takes the most fuel or energy. Then cruising altitude takes fuel, but it's overall quite predictable and stable until it's time to take the descent to landing. I tend to see life this way. Use a lot of energy to accomplish and learn a lot when you are young. Figure out your career and family, then cruise into retirement. And at some point, you realize your capabilities aren't what they once were, and you are on the descent to the grave. Maybe that sounds a bit morbid. But think about it. Doesn't it feel a bit comforting to think that you could potentially put a good amount of work in, then just kind of cruise largely on the energy already put in until you coast over the finish line? But I don't think that's actually the way that we should see our lives, particularly in light of this passage of Scripture as Peter wraps up his second letter. Peter says, "Be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish and at peace." Don't kick back just to enjoy the ride and watch the scenery go by. Continue to see each day as an opportunity. I remember getting to know an older gentleman when I was a young youth pastor, Olaf Frigsted. He was in his 80s and had lived a very interesting and productive life. He had built up a manufacturing plant and also was an evangelist. One time, we were talking about old times, and he began to share with me the many ways he had seen God do amazing things and the many people he had seen come to saving faith in Christ. So I asked him if he would be willing to take the youth group on our Bible study night on a tour of the cemetery and tell stories of the people buried there. He loved the idea, so we did. It was amazing to hear him tell the youth, some were his grandkids, of how revival came to the small town and how many lives were radically changed and how that has shaped the culture of the town to this day. I was so encouraged and inspired by Olaf. He embodied being diligent with the time he had left. He would say, "As long as God has me here, he must have something for me to do." Secondly, Peter's final words in this letter are, "But grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen." This final encouragement, likely near the end of Peter's life, is another reality check that there is no such thing as cruising altitude. The plane analogy is just the wrong way to think about life on most every level. We can never exhaust the wonder of who Jesus Christ is and the wonder of his grace to us. I believe that the main thing that will be exciting about spending all eternity with God will be that we will never run out of wonder and amazement of who he is and what he has done. It is our privilege to begin that journey now, continuing until our final breath, to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That doesn't mean we won't have to slow down and that we won't experience the effects of our bodies getting older. But like Olaf, let's anticipate an ever-expanding wonder of Jesus, and let's be diligent to invest each day to draw near to him and serve him with all our hearts. Dear Lord, I am thankful that this life is not like a plane ride. I confess that when I get tired or frustrated, I can wish I could coast it out. Thank you for inviting me into the never-ending wonder of who you are. Help me today to look for who I can encourage and how I can continue to grow in my relationship with you. In Jesus' name, amen.